Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm the baddest bitch. I sell the ugliest houses. I sell the worst houses. I wear the stupidest clothes. I am a baddest bitch. I wanna sell the houses. I want to be the best. I want to wear the clothes. I got the makeup. I got the face. I work in Oppenheimer Group. We're gonna sell houses. Gonna be selling Sunset.
AKA white women with white women problems. This show, it's good.
Well, are you thrilled? Amanza isn't.
She wasn't featured a lot in these
and
couple
so
of.
Neither is. Well, Maya's Israeli.
Maya, but I mean, in this first.
And Vanessa,
first,
definitely not.
It is a good show. I have to say, I was kicking and screaming to this. This is Smothered. This is the way Smothered is for you. It was where I don't
hope to know what this show is for me because you have no idea.
I do because you talk about it constantly and sometimes you put your hands in your pants.
That music that I did at the beginning is every scene change song.
Every scene change song.
They're all, you know, it's kind of like how someone puts, it's like a random lyric generator.
It's like basic Kesha.
Worse, but it's always like, it's like pop in the club with me, got my Louboutins on, I'm the boss bitch. Someone lend me some money for the valet.
Darcy and Stacey want to be these women badly. That's what they should do for the season. This is Selling Sunset, y'all. Season 4.
If you are joining, first of all, we did this show on a Bicurious 2 episodes, I believe, last year of season three. And I was, this show was kind of in the ether. I was like, I'm not watching that. I don't, you know how I hate real estate shows. You know me. You can imagine me going, ugh, I don't want to watch that. A friend of mine said, you need to watch it because the women on this show and the things that they say, and mostly for Christine Quinn. It's also the same Adam DeVello, the producer of The Hills.
Yeah.
And I loved The Hills. That was a very seminal series for me.
You haven't mentioned it at all.
Although the current version that's airing on MTV, The Hills AARP, is very upsetting.
Not familiar. Are you watching that too?
No, I had to stop.
Oh, wow.
They're so old.
That's saying
even though they're my age, that's saying, but they just seem old.
They're younger than you.
That's not true.
Brody Jenner is younger than us.
Brody Jenner is almost 40.
Yeah, and so
I'll
are you.
I'll be 40 sometime.
Sure.
But no. But
I'm not going to pop your bubble because you're so excited about this.
Y'all, if you're just listening to this and you go, oh, I'll listen to this because the gays watch this.
Or it's Thanksgiving and you're bored and you're tired of listening to your
and you
want to
go away from your family.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Or whatever you celebrate.
Have you seen that?
We dropped it today to give you something to numb yourself from your family.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that meme that's like the Tyrannosaurus Rex from Jurassic Park going rah rah, and it's like, and it said when mom is cooking, and it says when people show up, and it's the T-Rex from
The kind one from Toy Story or something. Oh. He's like, hi.
Hi.
That was always Mother Poodle, y'all. She was fit to be tied earlier.
Oh, you don't talk to Poodle about an hour and a half before dinner's being served.
I'm good and liquored up by that point, but it's best to avoid all eye contact.
Yeah, I don't try to get in the way on Thanksgiving.
You know how they tell bears that? Don't make eye contact with them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't make eye contact when I'm making potatoes.
I haven't looked at anybody in the eagle for 5 years.
So, y'all, let me just tell you, if you're not watching Selling Sunset and you just listen to the recaps, fine.
That's
Do
okay.
yourself a favor,
you,
though.
You also don't have to see the prior season, y'all.
You don't.
I've seen a couple episodes, but I haven't. But the way the season four starts, y'all, you're filled in the first 5 minutes of all you need to see.
You don't need to start over. I, however, highly recommend it. This is something, this show is, it is trashy, mean girl candy.
You like it more than, like, it's a 10 for you. It's like a good solid 6 for me. Like, sometimes I roll my eyes.
You need to think harder.
And I can't stand some of their voices.
Oh, they're terrible.
But sometimes actually physically listening and seeing, it just sounds like
Heather.
Yeah.
Heather. Oh,
it's all I can do to
but
not fast forward.
You kind of love Chrishell, though.
But
Chrishell is all of
us. I don't love the way she talks, but I do like Chrishell.
She's every young girl who's ever come out of Grover's Corners with two nickels rubbed together.
Amanda's my favorite.
I
love Mary.
She's new. Mary I like, but Mary always looks like someone's just poked her in the cooch.
I guess. I will say that, because it's been a bit, y'all, these women, I think, all go to the same plastic surgeon, because all the blonde women look exactly the same. Only Christine looks different because she's had more severe work done.
I think that's every woman in Los Angeles.
Every blonde woman in Los Angeles kind of looks the same.
Anyway, y'all, this, if you don't know what this show is, this is Selling Sunset. The properties and the houses are incidental. Sometimes they are. It's mostly the personalities.
Oh yeah,
and it is mostly the, like, let's call it a rogues gallery of manipulation that goes on in the office.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, very much so.
We have seen almost like, I don't know. I was trying to think of a really, really involved way of saying it, but. We're literally seeing web after web after web after of people's broken relationships, and then people get back together, and then Christine starts something else, and then it basically is, the whole show is built around Christine's villainous treatment of these women.
Yes.
And how they still want to be friends
and
with her.
Her horrible, horrible narcissism.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I love her.
There's something likable about her if you don't know her.
Oh,
I will say that.
I love her. However, I'm afraid she would actually spit in my face if I saw her.
For sure. I hope she would. I think you would enjoy that.
Or she would ignore me and tell me I wasn't worth speaking to.
I think you would enjoy that, too.
Yeah, I would.
Because you're kind of a masochist. A
little bit.
A little bit.
Anyway, this is season four. Again, you don't have to know this. I highly suggest, if you have a weekend and you want to just take yourself away from anything, start from the beginning. Start from when poor Chrishell came in with her rags.
I watched those up when we did the bike
clothes.
It's very well produced, y'all. It's very slick, and these are like my least type of favorite types of houses in Los Angeles.
Oh, they're all ugly boxes.
They're those ugly modern pieces of shit houses in the hills that are all white. If you like that, more power to you. I can't stand them.
And if you love people having slightly supportive conversations for one another when really trying to undermine each other at every turn.
Yeah, that's it.
Selling Sunset is for you.
It's
I can't tell you. I was so against this show when I'm like, why would I want to watch that? Three episodes in, I'm like, where did my Saturday go?
Well, it's not hard to hook you in. You get manipulated by TV easily.
You do.
No, I don't.
You do. How dare you?
Now, y'all, the
this
way...
This is the kind of show that manipulates me, though.
So, we're doing... we're going to do, for each of our podcast episodes, we're going to do two episodes, because they're only, like...
Like, 37 minutes 30, long, 35 tops.
Minute episodes. So, we're just going to do... This is going to do episode one and episode two. But we're still going to talk about them separately. We're really trying to be good. I know I am, where I'm only going to... I've only watched these two episodes, and I'm not going to watch farther, so I don't say any spoilers. Are you going to do that, Poodle? Yeah. Are you going to watch as we go along?
Yeah. I'm going to do my best. But they always, they do cliffhangers at the end.
Then you can wait. What are you?
You can blame a
6-year-old kindergarten kid that's waiting to eat in the lunch line and you're fifth in line and you're waiting for all the other kids to go in front of you?
No, I would be the first one in the lunch line. Also, if you're sitting at your Thanksgiving dinner today and you're waiting for people to get in front of you because you don't want to be the first one, fuck that.
Kids don't eat
be
first with Poodle.
The first.
Kids don't eat first with
They're
Poodle.
They're not going to eat well anyway. They're going to push shit around on their plate.
They're just going to get a bunch of mashed potatoes, put a gravy in it to make a lake.
And they're going
to
mess it all.
And then they're going to eat like 3 bites of it.
And it's going to go in the garbage.
And they're just going to eat the macaroni and cheese and get
Children
constipated.
Children should eat last.
Oh, God. So, y'all, this is season 4, episode 1, Very High Heels to Fill. That's like everything that's hard for me to say. I want to say Very High Heels to Fill.
Pop in the club, only wear my Louboutins. Pop in the club,
heels to fill, heels to fill.
Someone give me some money, please.
Okay. So, y'all, so here we go. So, I wrote, they all look the same. I had to stop watching the first 5 minutes.
You'll tell after a while.
You will, but I had to go and Google the cast again and match the pictures to people.
Let's just say who's who. Chrishell's come back. Chrishell's kind of this is set up in the same way the Hills are. Mm-hmm. Elsie was the kind of glue that kept everyone together. Yep. And... Lauren Conrad, before she designed for Kohl's.
They're all people that used to be actors. They all used to be actors.
Well, I think Chrishell's much more successful.
Guarantee you, every one of them 10 years ago had a headshot.
Oh, Heather Ray definitely did background work.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So, yes, Chrishell used to be in soap operas, and that's where she met her
Days of Our Lives.
She met her ex-husband.
Yeah, Justin Hartley.
Justin Hartley. Y'all, he used to be on soaps, but he's on...
He's on This Is Us. You may have heard of him.
Yes. And so Justin Hartley...
Otherwise, we jerk off with your tears.
Exactly. Justin Hartley, they got... kind of the last episode is that they got divorced. She found out he...
She texted him... Or he texted her and said, I'm filing for divorce.
Filing for divorce.
That may be the worst way to hear it.
But I've heard he's a very nice... I know people that know him personally.
I don't care. I don't know him.
Who say he's great.
Well, we heard that he could possibly have been cheating on her when he was...
Possibly.
With... Cheating when they were married.
Possibly.
Anyway.
But so it was a big scandal.
I love Chrishell, so he's a dog.
It was all in the trades. It was like I read about it.
It was bad the way it was handled.
Yeah, I don't know why, but this cast...
I've heard about it, and I live in a cave.
I think it's probably Christine, but y'all, shit leaks about this show.
Oh, people are obsessed with all... I think they leak it themselves.
I think they leak, because like when Heather started dating Tarek.
Tarek Amosa.
Who used to be on Flip or Flop, or...
One of those. Fixer Upper?
I
think it's Flip or Flop with Christina, his ex-wife, Elmosa, who looks just like Heather.
Just like Heather. Who then she started, you know, she's gotten good dick because Tarek has a huge dick, y'all.
Yeah.
And then she married that guy, Ant, who hosts like one of those car shows. Mm-hmm. Y'all, who is cute and has a huge dick.
And then Ant's dad was hanging around with Renee Zellweger.
Oh, now he's with her. He is. I never heard of him, but my dad always watches those Motor Trend shows.
Wow.
And he is hot.
Okay. I'm glad that watching your father has introduced us
to a
whole other world.
We had a sissy who sent us some Motor Trend stuff, too, her husband's a host on one of the shows my dad likes.
Riveting.
It was very sweet.
So
he wants a thank you note, but he wants to send them a picture. But Matt, we'll send him a picture when I'm by the GTO, but he's in a wheelchair still and he can't stand and he won't take a picture by the wheelchair. I said, Dad, just take the picture. They'll like okay. it. He said, I'm not getting a picture till I can stand by my GTO like I did in high school.
I'm going to put an embargo on your father's stories because these women wouldn't look at your father.
Well, it's Thanksgiving, so it comes up for me. Y'all, we just posted in the Sissy Squad, by the way. That's a private Facebook group. I just posted some other sissy tagged me on Facebook. The episode where I tell the Thanksgiving story between my Aunt Darla and Grandma Hazel. You're more than welcome to listen to it.
I think I listened to part of that, and then you were yelling at me about taking so long to tell my story. And I don't know if you know this, and this is how petty I am, your story was 10 minutes and mine was 5.
Well, mine was interesting. Make it interesting.
No, you said mine was too long.
Well, I got bored.
No, you're just, it's very selective what you decide. Let's just say who these people are.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Chrishell, she's kind of the lead here. She was the new girl. She was the new girl coming into the Oppenheimer group. Oppenheimer group run by two twins who probably take baths with one another, Jason and Brett.
Sometimes they look very much, they're identical.
They're identical twins.
Sometimes I just wrote my notes, twin one
they
or twin
They are short of 1.5. Stature.
Yep.
Often.
Yes.
And I can't remember, I think Jason used to date Mary. Yes. That was all the way through all the seasons.
Yes.
But now they're just best friends. Mary has a look of being perpetually amazed, excited, and shocked.
Well, and Mary has a hot husband now.
Romaine.
Ugh.
The things I would let Romaine do to me are mostly illegal.
Yeah. I will say he could toss my salad. Romaine.
He could toss
was a lettuce joke for you that weren't.
Toss my salad in front of my family. I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care. I mean, it's happened in public before.
Like my mother would say, Japer, do you need to do that right now? I'm like, it's romaine. Be quiet,
Mama. It's romaine.
Anyway, so Mary, these are all people.
Then Mary's been there for a long time.
Yeah, the longest.
Yeah. And then there's Heather. Heather had been there like maybe a year, like before Chrishell.
Yeah.
Again, y'all, she's just kind of blonde girl.
Dumb.
She's a blonde girl who sells things. That's it.
She says unbelievably dumb things, but I think she's got a little bit of street smarts as well as social media.
Yeah.
She's one of those people, y'all, who she tries really hard to keep up with conversations. And she always says things that sound so dumb.
She doesn't. But and so then there is now
Amanza.
Amanza came
last season. She was kind of a friend.
She was like, yeah, she was a
friend. She was also a designer, a stager.
Yes, she was a stager. So now she's Amanza. She's like kind of. She's like the quote unquote realest person there. Like she's a mom with two
Maya
kids.
Maya too. Maya's pretty real.
But Maya's too, actually. I would say even more. But yeah, Monza's got two kids.
Yeah.
She's getting custody of them now.
Because her father died
or something like it was very dramatic. It was last season. I forgot what
it was.
And
she dated Tay Diggs.
Yeah, he's not. I just saw him not long ago, but yeah, he's he'll cheat on
he
you
gets
too.
Around.
He gets around. But and then there's Maya.
See Idina Menzel.
Yeah. Maya's wonderful.
I love Maya.
But she's kind of like, is she, last season she
she's
was,
brusque and Israeli. That's all you need to know.
But she was half in LA, but also then half
in Miami.
Yeah. She's still traveling back and forth,
yes.
right?
Yes. She has kids too.
And then there's Christine.
Aspiring drag queen, Christine
she
Quinn.
She is a drag queen.
Y'all. Christine is that person who's looking at the rack and you go, and the designer's like, I picked this one because it was extra. And you're not going to choose this one. She will always choose that one.
She will always choose that one. She is like,
take Amanda Lepore and take about four levels down.
I like that. Boy, that's niche that you just talked about Amanda Lepore when like
Google it.
20 people know her.
Google her.
Y'all, she's a New York is she drag queen or
gender
she trans?
Artist.
Yeah, gender
yep.
artist. Very famous. No one knows her age because she's had so much work. She just looks like a cat lady.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So Christine is about 7 feet tall.
Yeah, I was going to say, more like Amanda Lepore mated with a giraffe. She's very just, she is crazy tall.
She is extremely manipulative.
Yeah.
She lives by her wits. She's, I'm sure, a great salesperson because she's just that kind of person.
She's just intense. It's all, nothing is ever going to be.
And she's kind of evil, which.
I actually think. You know, a lot of people, and she's the one that's pregnant. She's like 9 months pregnant. And people
think. And she didn't tell anyone.
No. And people are going to think, oh, maybe motherhood will soften her. I actually think it's going to make her worse.
Yep. I'm worried about their baby.
She's the one, like, she's like a mother that I think they're having a boy.
I don't know.
I just pray that she has. That she just has a bitchy gay son.
I hope it's a boy, not a girl.
She just needs that. Anyway. So that's basically. Anybody else?
There was a there has been an evil spirit in the office.
Oh yeah,
named Davina who has been expunged. I believe
is she. She's been expiated. Know, is she coming this season?
She's now working for Douglas Elliman. So she is still in town. We can hear her like whispering over a grave.
I forgot what she looked like. I have to look up a picture of her.
Like she's y'all. They're very. I laugh because you don't think someone can be.
Oh, Davina, yeah, that yeah. She was like the brutal. One brunette at yeah. the time.
She's so, and I love it that Christine says something. Davina's like my closest friend. I'm like, of course she is.
Of course she is.
Anyway, the dysfunction that's in this room, y'all, with these women who kind of somewhat tacitly support one another. It's something to see.
I don't think they're ever working. They all have the same MacBook open on their like fucking restoration hardware desk, yep. airplane desk. What do you think they're actually doing on their computers? Because at one point, Chris Shelley even says, it's so hard to type with your nails. And Amanda's like, yeah, I have kids. I don't have nails. But what do you think they actually do on their computers?
I think they're looking at Demois. To see if they're in it.
I don't even know what that is. That's
Demois so is a celebrity tip kind of thing.
Like,
where do you live?
Or like Goop?
That's Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle
like
brand.
Shit like that. They're looking at stuff like that.
Yeah. Where was I? So
what? I have to
that's
ask.
That's a little background.
Poodle. You know, because my Aunt Peggy and my Aunt Darla are realtors, and your mother.
These women are just like your Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla.
That's because your mother used to be a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, quite successful.
I mean,
one.
What's the difference between.
What do you think Mother Poodle would say if she saw these women? If she didn't know if the premise, just she watched like 5 minutes of the show, and then you turned to your mother and you said, hey, Mom, all these women are realtors.
Oh, Jaybird, why are they dressed like that? You can't climb a mountain looking like that.
No, really, y'all, because she sells houses in the mountains.
God. I couldn't get around with shoes like that. That's just ostentatious walking around like that in the daytime.
But
if you think that women like that don't exist and this is all fabricated for the show, I assure you, women like this do exist that area.
They do exist here. You see them.
Yeah.
We kind of don't because we're kind of out of that world, but it's like
Sunset West Hollywood, that's where they are.
Sunset West Hollywood, or like I have a friend who belongs to Soho House, and like we'll go there every once in a while, and you'll see them there.
So what we really need to know, just to catch everybody up, Heather is engaged to Tarek. And I don't know if you saw this. I think it was in between seasons. She had a tattoo on her kind of hip that says, yes, sir, Mr. Almusa.
Oh.
Like when he's banging her doggy, yes. he can see that.
Tell me you're not into that a little bit.
A little.
I am.
But I'm a little horrified that she would that a woman would do that in this day and age.
Hey, that's what you do. If you met a man who was rich, famous, and had a huge girthy 8-inch dick, you tattoo your ass too.
I want to go get famous. I want to be famous. I want to sell rich houses. Every scene change, y'all, is the worst song ever. So Christine, we said, is pregnant. She got married last season in this black wedding that I won't ever forget.
It was pretty.
Never.
It was just, it honestly, Christine's taste, I think it's garish.
It's ghastly. Truly,
it's just horrible. And we're going to get to an episode too, because she wears one of the worst outfits I think she's ever worn.
But you know, it works on her.
It works.
Every outfit she wears, I'm like, she could do that. But she can wear this.
As Tim Gunn says, I question the taste level.
Oh, always.
There's no taste.
Always. Yeah. No, I totally agree with you.
She doesn't come from money, does she?
I don't think so.
I don't think Christine does. I think she's just pretty from Ohio.
I think she appeared on the earth fully formed from some type of spaceship.
But that makes sense.
To make other pretty girls suffer.
Oh, God. Okay, so y'all, so here's it.
She doesn't have a mother.
But because Christine is 9 months pregnant and because Davina's gone, Jason needs to replace two people. So he's thinking first of bringing in somebody to replace Christine.
Yeah, already, y'all, know that this is a den of adders.
Yeah.
They are already ready to destroy anyone.
And so, y'all, so basically, Chriselle, Heather, and Mary are kind of all on the outs with Christine. Chriselle is like, we've given her so many chances.
Yeah.
And Heather's like, we have two. I've tried to make things right to her. Yeah.
She's been legendarily awful to these three.
And basically, the producer told Jason, I need you to emphasize that you're too busy to have two empty desks. Because that's what he says for like the first time.
Yeah.
That's all he says the entire two episodes. And
you need to know, if you're used to watching a show like 90 Day Only, this is so produced within an inch of its life.
It's very,
And that's why I love it.
It's very fake, very story driven. Like, there's, y'all, there's writers on this show. So,
there's writers on every show, but this is heavily written.
Where 90 Day Fiancé, things are finessed,
it's more docu.
But we've heard that actually everything's kind of grounded in truth for 90 Day. Who knows? Christina and Chriselle could be best friends in real life. Doubtful.
Christine.
Oh, yes, thank you.
So we see
Christine Dye has returned.
Please, no. So stop. So, you have the weirdest look on your face when you do that. Is that Fermat's line with that?
What? That's from Phantom.
Yeah, I know. It's Fermat. That's the character.
Oh, I don't know. When he's reading the letter.
Yes.
Gay.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go. So y'all, we see...
Dawn won triumphant.
Stop.
Okay, I'm done.
So we see Christine's baby bump. She's 9 months pregnant, y'all. She's got these pointy shoulder pads on that looks like a Lady Gaga knockoff.
Some of you sissies that are like 4 months pregnant right now just watched this and just went, motherfucker! Because she's wearing fucking 4-inch high heels.
Stilettos.
Always, like, she has hair extensions that come down and fall in her axe.
Giant horsehair ponytail. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, if Mr. Ed became a woman and was a drag queen, it would be this woman.
So she's meeting Jason because they're looking for a bigger house. The house, she's like, not really for us, but she's going to have to help him sell it. And she's like, we're not looking for a huge plot, just over 10,000 square feet. Just over 10,000.
Jason's like, well, that's pretty big. Well, I guess it's all relative.
Now.
Guess it's all relative.
And then the moment happened.
Well, we need to say, because they have several bedrooms in their house now, she's made them all closets.
Yes, because of course she did. Now, I don't know if you felt this way, but I never knew that the life that I was living currently was a little bit dimmer than it could be until I saw Christine's chair purse.
It was pretty phenomenal. Y'all,
I didn't know that life would change for me.
Y'all, so it's a purse.
But it's not a purse.
It's just a little, like, 4-inch sequin folding chair. And Jason said, like, I like your purse. Like, and he said, but it doesn't hold anything. Because, y'all, it's just a folding chair.
It's not like a folding chair. It's not like rhinestones.
It's not a folding chair that, like, has something in it. It's just a folding chair.
In purse.
Yeah. And she's like, well, it's not meant to be a purse. It's just for
it's a statement. You know, you don't hold anything. I don't hold anything. And I went, oh my God, you just taught me a life truth with a purse with a folding chair. I could not get over it. It took me to a place I was not ready for.
You know, I'm actually...
Oh my God, that purse!
And this is how big this show is that...
I'm sure people are going to wear it, have it now.
Oh yeah, you can buy it from The Cut. It is $895.
And y'all, this is what things about the show is goes into absurdity. And that's why I love it so much.
Yes,
it God, is this chair purse.
Yes, it is. It is a crystal chair bag.
On wow. my deathbed, I'll be going, and instead of rosebud, I'll whisper, chair purse.
Chair purse. Man, I'll just stuff your stock in your mouth and say, go to sleep. Go to sleep. But she actually looks like a pregnant Barbie, y'all. Like, she's just, it's just, that's her. So now, okay, so Jason tells her, like, well, I got to feel somebody to take your spot, but the desk is always there when you want it back. And she's says, like, oh, okay. So y'all, so Chrishell has a listing, and she's like, 2020 was highs and lows, and she's like, I'm a top-selling agent now, but her dad died, her mom died.
And her marriage died.
And her marriage all died. These that things. Was actually 2019. It's been like 2 years since we've had this show.
No, at least 18 months.
Because y'all, real estate completely like stopped during COVID, mm-hmm. so I'm sure they couldn't film.
God, so, it's been so long.
It has been a long time. And so she's in a place that she wants to buy her own house. This is, I will say... This is
why we root for her.
Well, because y'all, the houses on this show are a metaphor. I guarantee you, the house Christine wants to get is going to be this fucking garish, like bland,
cold,
like basic,
dark,
cold,
yep.
cold, gross house. This is the first time on this show that I actually really liked this house.
This was a lovely house.
This was a lovely, and as Chrishell said, a warm,
yep.
like beautiful home, like it had this great backyard. And so she's deciding that she's gonna put an offer on this house.
And she says, I was living in Justin's house, but now I'll have something of my very own. I'll have a room of one's own.
She got kicked out, y'all. Yeah. She was like, I'm not getting kicked out again.
She's like, I'm gonna have something that I own, something that's my own. Mine.
Because you know what? She said, a man doesn't go up in value, but a house will. Take a lesson, ladies. Take a
Gotta
lesson.
Gotta find my corner of the sky. Ooh.
Poodle, how many houses do you have from the men that you fucked? Surely you took that advice.
Next question. God, one I would have wanted to be in that house with the producer friend.
We would be doing this in the hills right now.
Ooh, boy, God.
And he's older, so he probably only has like what, 7 years left? Maybe eight?
I'd make it happen quicker. He eats healthy though. He'd live a long time.
Oh God.
It's a shame. We are Christine and Lisa.
Lisa. It's her party planner, y'all. She shows up. That reminded me, Lisa. I haven't watched this week's episode of Housewives yet. Have you? Salt Lake?
No, I haven't. Lisa Barlow.
Lisa Barlow. I love it.
Supposedly, Jen Shah said something like, was, of course, starting shit on social media like she normally does. And she's like, Lisa's like, I don't know why anyone would accuse me of. I know what she says. She's like, Jen Shah, I'm sorry I ate your Mount Milano's and blah. And Jen Shah's like, honey, I've forgotten about them. I'm more concerned about how you completely sung like a canary, or something like that. Just
wow.
And of course, Lisa's like, I don't know why you would say that. Everyone else.
Why would you say that?
Yeah.
What is everyone saying? Oh, it's so good. You know, it's like
her and Mary are going to be the villains this season. They just don't know it. Jen Shah is going to have the big destruction.
I think Jen Shah is the villain of everyone because she fucking stole from old people.
She stole from vulnerable people.
This is a good relation to bring up, y'all. Christine is the Jen Shah, kind of mm-hmm. more the villain of the show. The difference is Jen Shah doesn't own up to the things that she says, and she backpedals and tries to save face. Christine will be like, yeah, I said it.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck. I said it. And you kind of have to respect Christine for that.
I respect her a lot. And Christine has a master plan for how she wants everything to go down. So, you know, she's like, the party planner's like, so we're going to have this, we're going to cover the pool, we're going to have a jungle theme, you know, men in like body paint
as animals.
Well,
Christine's like, can we have strippers? And she's like, well, the men will be in body paint.
So, okay, that's good.
And, you know, respect. I'm not dead if I'm pregnant and having a baby. I want to see some men flaunting their dicks.
Christine is a dick pig.
She's a dick pig.
So she's like,
we would get along with her, although she would never have a sit with her because we're not pretty guys.
We
don't have abs.
I would walk up to her and she'd like sign my face with a Sharpie.
You would just say, Christine, and she wouldn't even ask what you wanted. She would just sign the face. Would hold your jawline, sign your face, and then push you away thinking that's what you wanted.
Then she would say, get some work.
And then some little beautiful like twink who looked like, I don't know.
She's like, let's go be friends.
Some guy who was in Eating Out 4.
And I would go,
and she'd be like, oh my God, he is so cute.
And I would go, no, take me, Christine. Take me to your wild party that you're going to have with sloths.
Just eat my bread. It looks like you have this. Like you would just eat it in shame.
I'm telling you, I pay money to hang out with her. It's that bad.
It's that bad.
So y'all, she basically wants something with a wow factor. She's like, I love sloths. Can we have sloths?
And Lisa's like, okay.
Y'all, and everyone, this is some Marie Antoinette shit.
Yes.
When everyone else is like starving, Christine's gonna have sloths.
It is pretty like
it's gross.
It is, y'all, I think that's one part of that, like, especially with not all, it is with what's going on in the world right now. You kinda have to like remember, y'all, this is escapist.
It is
like TV. And if you look at it like that,
also,
it's a much better way to view it.
Also, this is only a representation of 1% of the ridiculousness that happens in Hollywood that we all subsidize.
Well, yeah, we all subsidize. But also, too, this actually, if you want to get deep about it, it's kind of like the reason why this guy did The Hills. This is commenting on how
it is
ridiculous these people are.
And that's why I love it. And it's a kind of thing, people have given that criticism of the show, and I get it, but all I can think of is, you order stuff from Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what Jeff Bezos is doing?
Exactly.
So if you're going to want to come for something, be ready to check your own privilege.
Yeah, exactly.
And this actually comments on it.
It really does. So, it makes these people even more money and makes them even more ridiculous, but y'all, you kind of like, you're also like, you can't be mad at Housewives when you love Housewives and you go to BravoCon.
If you see it as absurd, then they invite you. This show invites you to laugh with them.
Y'all, they might as well call this show Ostriches with Makeup. It's just ostriches running around going,
I think I did call Christine as prehistoric bird.
There you go.
Prehistoric bird with ponytail.
They're all just kind of ostriches and wigs.
Yeah. God, I could talk about this show for hours.
We're not.
I know. So, y'all, Mary and Jason are out at Malibu, and they're meeting Vanessa, who is gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
Who reminds me of...
she's had the best work.
The actress who plays Chloe on Days of Our Lives, Nadia Bjorlund, a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I used to want her to be Wonder Woman for years ago. She was up for the role like in the 90s.
Like most boys who think about who would be.
Well, but look at her. She's got piercing blue eyes and she's Greek. And like, anyway, they didn't go with her because, you know. Remember when you found out Nadia Bjorlund could sing?
Bjorlund.
That's what I said. Remember when you found out she could sing and you
were
like, what?
Opera.
She was. Anyway, she just does her makeup too severe. Why would you distract me with pretty women? Now I'm distracted. So Vanessa is gorgeous. She was raised in Mexico City.
She's a former telenovela actress.
Telenovela actress as well. She did soaps in Mexico. And so she kind of comes in. Look, I'm calling this now.
I'm excited about her.
I'm excited about her. I really like her. She is coming in with like this excited, like this kind of heartfelt, this emotional kind of connecting energy with all the women. Y'all don't cross this woman.
I agree.
I think she's the most dangerous thing about Vanessa, and I'm even going to say this more than Christine, y'all, she's the smartest woman in the room.
I could see that.
I really can see that. Mark my words, someone's going to try to cross her, and they will not go over well.
I'm a fan already.
I am too.
So we zoom in on Heather Ray, potential Mensa member.
Okay. And this is all you need to know about Heather. All you need to know about Heather.
Oh, this conversation!
All you need to know is Heather just says, I love being a fiancé.
And
full stop, y'all. Full stop. If you're like, if you love being a fiancé and that's like a state of being for you.
If you wear a sash that says fiancé.
And all you talk about.
My fiancé.
I'm excited you're getting married too, y'all. But this is, but they'll probably be engaged for like however long. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all.
She's still working out settlement stuff.
She's getting married to Tarek. He's in Orange County, y'all, because his houses are on Long Beach. And so, that's basically all that really happened.
We need to talk about the buyer who comes in and she's like, what do you do? And he's like, and she's preparing herself to talk about anything. She's like, is it tech?
Is it tech?
Is it in
fashion,
like, or
oil,
importing,
maybe?
Exporting?
Yeah, maybe.
Ammunition.
Maybe arms dealer.
And he's like, I own pistachio farms. She goes, oh.
Oh. And she goes, do you like pistachios?
He goes, well, I like it when they make me money. And she goes, oh, can I go now?
It's like, what do you think some guys, a farmer, win? Curly, I sure do love these pistachios. I sure would like to have a pistachio farm one day.
Do you think there was also a moment where he said, I have a pistachio farm, and she in her head, she went, wait, what's a pistachio again? I know it's a nut, but what kind of nut is it? Is it the green one? No, pistachio ice cream. That's what it is.
That's why she's wondering how he farms it, because she thinks it's ice cream. She's like, wait a minute, is there cows? I'm so confused.
This moment, y'all, they filmed it so well because you can tell they caught the exact moment where you got in her face where she can talk to anybody because she says nothing.
Yeah.
And she went, pistachio farm, I don't know what to say. Anyway, that and the armchair as a purse were my favorite moments of this episode.
They were pretty good.
So later on, Mary and Chriselle
meet up with Amanza. Amanza looks fucking gorgeous.
She always does, yeah.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
The thing about Amanza is, unlike someone like Mary and her in the moments, Mary has questionable makeup choices sometimes.
Amanza always looks
and it's
beautiful.
Like, and she's wearing makeup, y'all, but she never does it where, I think she used to be a model, because of course she did. But Amanza always looks like she... It never looks like she took a roller to her face.
She always has this. There's just an authentic authenticity.
I agree.
To her.
She's good.
She's
people.
My favorite. She's my favorite on this show. And so she shows up and they're at a restaurant and basically Chriselle says that she put an offering on the house and so they talk about that. There's not really that much here. They talk about meeting Vanessa and they're all liking.
They're all excited. And
Mary talks. Or Mary talks about meeting Vanessa, and they're like, oh my gosh, we can't wait to meet her. And then we get a little bit of Amanza hasn't been selling as much because she's a relatable one. She's the one that got excited that her kids were home during COVID.
Yep.
And then like a month in, she went, oh my God.
Like everyone.
Like every parent I know, they were like, oh my God, when is just like my housekeeper, somebody coming back? I can't do this.
Someone teach my children besides me.
Yes, but Amanza breaks news. She's like, well, I guess Christine's pregnant. I found out through social media. I didn't even know she was pregnant.
And they're all like,
Mary says with iciness in her veins, yeah, that's how I found out too. Because Mary and Christine used to be friends.
They were very good friends.
They were like Chriselle and Mary are now.
They were inseparable all of season one and most of season two.
Not anymore.
Well, and y'all, I'm just going to say this right now. The reason... besides being a little bit of odds last season and the way, mostly the way Mary was upset at the way Christine treated Chrishell. So that was the wedge. But this reason of why Christine has decided to hate Mary is completely invented.
Oh,
we're going to talk about that later.
Completely invented. That's more an episode, but yeah, for sure. And so I think they basically kind of talk about that, and then they later actually we get to the Oppenheimer, and Jason actually he brings in Vanessa, and Vanessa shows up. I just want to say, y'all, if it shows you how fake this show is, I'm not saying Vanessa couldn't afford this, but like she comes up in like a Bentley or something like that. If you look on it,
yes!
The car doesn't even have a tag.
No,
y'all, like all these
that's
women.
That's why it's so great.
All these women driving these cars, like. Like, you'll see kind of later when we see Mary's actual house. It's a beautiful house.
Yeah.
But y'all, it's a house in Sherman Oaks, like a normal person who would buy.
She's the closest to being normal.
Because that house would be $2 million in Sherman Oaks. But it's a normal house.
But I need to point out the fact that these women, I think I said in my little, I'm the queen of the pop. The idea is, can you lend me some money? Because I don't really have anything.
Yeah. Because, like, I bet you, Chrishell loved that house, but, you know, I bet she doesn't get that house.
She could not afford it. That's the thing, you guys, for L.A., it's much more about selling a lifestyle that you're living that goes with who you are.
Yes.
That's why people here will lease Bentleys. People here will lease Lamborghinis.
You'll be in normal areas, and people are driving a Porsche.
It makes me furious.
It doesn't make me furious, because it's in a way, it's like...
They're always terrible drivers, too.
They are terrible. But also, I'm kind of like... But I understand, like I don't want to say anything crazy, but like...
But you are selling a lifestyle.
I can't afford to buy a nice house that I want to live in.
Yeah.
You know, so I live in a small apartment. So... I would like.
You can't afford a house out here at all.
I know. So it's like, but I can't afford. I can lease like a, you know, I could lease like a nice car if I wanted to, not a Bentley, but
yeah, you could lease a Mercedes.
I wouldn't lease a Mercedes. Old people drive Mercedes.
No, not everybody.
Everybody I see is old that drives a Mercedes.
No, they're nice cars.
They are. But like my boyfriend's dad drives a Mercedes. Like my mom's old boy, the one that died in front of her, that she saw the light
eyes. I can't apologize for your experience.
I'm just saying everybody I know has been older that had Mercedes.
Great. You only, the four people you know.
We'll see.
Lovely.
Yeah, we'll see.
Now, I think Jaguar is an old Pearson car.
I think a Jaguar. Yeah, my Aunt Shirley.
Yeah.
She used to, who lived out in Riverside, had a Jaguar car.
I see Mercedes all the time on middle-aged people.
Jaguar is definitely older than Mercedes.
Yeah.
I agree with you. You know, I have seen those Mercedes.
Mercedes!
Mercedes coupes for their younger people.
But what luxury car do younger people drive then?
Not familiar. I don't know. Lexus?
That's not a luxury vehicle
anymore.
I
don't even know. A BMW?
Come on. Everyone drives BMWs these days.
I don't know. An Alfa Romeo?
The Alfa and the Romeo.
This is going to be a long show. Sorry, y'all.
We just keep it on the tangents. I'm not even apologizing.
Me?
Vanessa's coming in. And Jason is saying, oh, by the way, Chrishell, you're listening. I showed my client. He really wants it. He's going to do a full cash offer. She's like,
And that's the problem, y'all, is like normal people who can like get a loan and put 20% down. This happens in Los Angeles all the time.
Cash offers.
Do you know how many fucking cash offers? Y'all, it's ridiculous. It is.
Members of the Saudi royal family just come in and go, here's a ball.
You're not even kidding.
I know. Here's like Persian like, royalty.
Or like a someone who's like they're a Chinese businessman, as Olga likes to marry.
Can I trade you three truckloads of gold bars for this house?
Y'all, that is the that is the sickeningness
of
the way people have money out here. Discrepancy of wealth.
How about this crate of black tar heroin?
Here you go.
It is kind of like
that. But Jason's like, if it sells, I promise I'll find you a better house. She goes, okay.
Yeah, I would prefer the twins never be in this show. They only annoy me.
Yeah.
So Vanessa, they're all like, tell me about you, Vanessa. What's your experience? Christine comes in, of course, y'all,
yeah,
in this another ridiculous outfit, yes, maternity outfit. She's like, what's your experience? And she's already trying, y'all. Christine's that person who will find their weakness right from meeting them, and that you will, oh, yeah, she will then befriend you. And she will use you until you have outlived your usefulness, and then she will make you her enemy.
Mm.
And then you kind of go around on the wheel of time, like the series on Amazon, which I'm enjoying, by the way.
I want to watch it. I've heard it's good.
I've watched 3 episodes. It could be
a lot of people who read the books hate it.
Well, I've never read the books, yeah, so.
By the way, that way that Christine treats people, hashtag poodle in his 20s.
That's accurate. That's accurate.
Especially if you were another gay man that looked kind
watch
of
out
like poodle.
No, you weren't allowed to be in my world. Nope. There's only like Highlander. There can be only one.
I'll Do you watch in, like, that show too?
No, I never watched it.
Everybody says we would
movie,
get into it.
But it was a series.
Oh, not Highlander. I'm thinking of Outlander.
Outlander I watch.
Oh, is it good?
It's amazing. And he's so hot.
He is hot.
We're off to the races
the
today.
The vodka kicked in.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's Thanksgiving. We're having
a
vodka.
So, anyway. So
we're almost done. That's really it.
We find out that Vanessa, her sister died, and who was a realtor. And she's like, I'm dedicating my whole life to being a realtor. And
her sister said, you should be a realtor. That's why she's dedicating her. She's like, you should be a realtor. You're good with people. You make money. And I just thought, what an odd thing to say on your bed. That would be like my dad. If let's say fake cancer.
It was an odd thing to say on your deathbed.
Let's say fake cancer takes my dad, y'all. Although he's doing okay right now. But let's say it takes him on his deathbed. He says, Matthew, be a plumber. Fix that drain.
We're not mocking her wanting to do what her sister told her on her deathbed. But it does feel like that episode of Seinfeld where Newman was telling Kramer that he's like, his father wanted him to become a banker. That's the only thing he wanted to be was a banker.
Mm.
It doesn't seem like realtor is the aspirational thing.
Agreed.
I did laugh a little bit and felt bad for laughing.
I did too. I chuckled.
But so they are, and the girls are saying, don't worry, we're family like, here. And
oh
I went,
Christine,
no, you're not.
Christine even says, we're sisters. We're sisters here. And I went, girl, just. And Vanessa says, it's so wonderful to meet all these women that are so supportive. And I went, just wait.
Just
girl.
You wait, Henry Iggins.
Just you wait.
I believe, and then at the end, Vanessa says, I had a lot of experience with women who will be competitive with me, so we'll see how,
Yeah, she's like, I'm ready for it. Now, so look, y'all. You're listening to this on Patreon, but remember, we put the first episode out on our free feed.
Yeah,
first two. we're gonna take a little commercial break for everybody else on the free feed, and then we'll continue on. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm glad I can be a clown to you.
Y'all, Poodle was taking off his headphones and the little part of
no
the
one gives
that
a shit about
up,
any of this.
But he was trying to be say something like smart and like something to make
dismissive of you.
Yes, and he took off his headphones and the earpiece just stuck to his ear and he went, "What's happening?"
And it felt like a dog when you know the dog's got like something stuck and it's like kind of dog's like shaking
or
something.
Or like when a dog eats peanut butter and they just go. Oh, that was. Let's move on to season 4, episode 2. We're on a second vodka. We make no promises now.
This show's turned out to be longer than we thought.
It's fine.
I had a lot to say about the first episode.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm so glad it's back.
I'm glad. No, I'm glad.
You're not. I'm going to have to drag you through this show.
No,
I can tell.
I like it. No, but I'm glad for you that you like it. It's like,
who's tweeting me?
I love Smothered. I love it when Smothered is back and you tolerate it. That's fine.
I do. I tolerate Smothered.
You know what? Watching Selling Sunset is fine. Talking about it with you, I enjoy way more.
I'll take it.
Season 4, episode 2, new friends,
old enemies. Be careful how you use the word old, especially around these women.
That's fair.
I would be very careful.
If you
especially
ever,
with McMary, because Mary,
if someone told Christine that she looked 40, she actually her mouth would open and her jaw
would dislodge,
yeah. And out of it would just come like a python and just.
I don't bet she could do that. So apparently, Mary. There is someone who is a singer named French Montana.
Okay.
Which this feels made up.
I didn't know who this was.
Okay, neither do I.
I thought you were going to shade me the whole time.
Hey, Siri, who is French Montana? Oh, it's actually a person.
Is it like a rapper?
An American rapper.
Okay. I don't know a lot about rap.
A Moroccan American rap. I sound 70 years old. Who is French Montana?
Okay. Here's the deal, though. Mary doesn't know who French Montana is either.
Like, she Googled him. It's like, I love that song. What is like, that song that the kids all have?
Unknown,
unforgettable?
Unforgettable. And I went, wait, he did a remake of a Nat King Cole? Is that what he did?
No.
Unforgettable in every way.
And then Natalie Cole comes and sings with him.
That's why Johnny. I can't bastardize that. They've ruined everything. But anyway, I wrote two things that are false in this. Mary has no idea who French Montana is.
I know what the second one.
The second. Say it with me.
Calabasas is not 30 minutes away
from Los Angeles.
It's a good hour.
When they said that, I got furious.
It is a good hour.
Without traffic, a good hour.
And especially getting out of West Hollywood.
When they said, it's just 30 minutes. What did you do? I bet you were angry.
I was furious. Because I've had to go to Calabasas for gigs before.
Yeah, well, you did a lot of your caroling because people are rich as fuck out there.
You can basically buy four Elizabethan carolers.
Which is what they did in Poodle. Poodle dressed up in a Charles Dickens outfit to sing tenor.
Someone bought me so I could sing outside in the freezing cold going, please, sir, I want some more. So when you're rich enough to buy people as carolers for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
You live in Calabasas.
They probably are. Are they even working now with COVID?
Yeah, they are. I was asked to do it this year, and I was like, fuck no. I actually loved a lot of it because I loved singing with people, but it's never the caroling that I miss. It's the driving to places, leaving and getting there so early, or
And like you're sitting in an alley behind like the food stand waiting to go on to sing.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever tell? I think you did. Sissy, let us know. Poodle has a great story of when Judy Garland saved
Christmas. I told the story.
Yeah. I think you told it. If y'all remember that episode, let us know. Because someone, you know, I said the first half of this, someone in the Sissy Squad posted about the Thanksgiving episode. Yeah. But they also said, this is also when Poodle goes in about Frosty the Snowman.
And how I said it was gruesome about Frosty almost sacrificing his life for a child.
You really ruined it.
And I still don't know. Someone should post the, when we talked about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the claymation one, as a gay allegory.
Yeah, for Christmas. Well, I guess it's Christmas now because it's holidays. We can put a tree up.
You keep trying to make it happen.
You aren't accepting that the holidays are here.
My neighbors in the front put their tree up. November 1st.
Well, a lot of people are doing that this year because they're home and they just want to celebrate happy. I did not, but a lot of people are.
Maybe I'll put up a tree this year.
I might put up a tree this weekend, but I have
put up a metal pole like Festivus.
Maybe. I got to do too much shit for us.
Oh, so sorry.
I know.
Ugh.
I know.
Such a burden.
I just want to say something else. Christine is wearing a yellow hat.
This I believe this was a full Versace ensemble.
Y'all,
wrote down what the fuck is she wearing?
What the fuck is she? She looks like someone from she looks like she's one of the witches from Oz, like the Wicked Witch of the South.
Yeah. I thought it kind of looked in living color inspired.
Oh, I like that as well. Talked about the Wicked Witch of the South or the North.
I think they cover it in the Wicked book.
I read that book. I don't remember. I didn't love it.
It was just pretty dark, but I liked parts of it.
Yeah, it just was like
I like dark things more than you do.
Yeah, maybe I'll read it again. I won't.
So Christine, of course, because she wants to
Who's she meeting with, Poodle?
Vanessa, because she wants to get Vanessa on her side because she's the new person in the office.
The new girl in town.
And I will say this was a smart move by Vanessa
and
to get her a gift.
Oh.
A baby gift.
Not only did she get her a gift, y'all. If you don't know what, if you have a friend in Los Angeles area, in the greater metro.
Get him a crystal.
And you don't know what to get him, get them a crystal. We're going to love it. Poodle loves it.
Ridiculous here.
Poodle loves a crystal.
Oh, yeah.
I love a crystal. If you're going to talk about my energy and you want to.
We will fawn all over it.
And you want to protect my, we will get that. We will save it. We will put it by our bedstand. When I'm pulling out opening the door to get lube, I'm going to think of you. And go, oh, that's a crystal.
Before getting railroaded.
Yeah.
Ramrodded. So she gives her an amethyst with a little baby bear. And I liked it when, and Vanessa was even trying to start on the wrong foot. She's like, you know, I don't want to be competitive with other women. And Christine's like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, where's the thunder and lightning?
Y'all, she and Vanessa said, I think women should be the opposite. You know, if this was like going to school for we all should support one another.
And Christine's like, yeah, hold my beer while I poison you against everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she just proceeds to trash everyone in the office that she hates.
And Vanessa even says, like, she's like, so Chriselle, she's not really sweet at all. She acts really sweet, but then she's not. And Heather, she's just like a jellyfish.
Spineless.
First of all, Heather says, she's like a, or Christine says, she's like a jellyfish. And Vanessa says, What do you mean like a jellyfish? Well, she's spineless. And then Vanessa says, well, if that's how she talks about our friends, how does she talk? Because Vanessa's smart. Y'all, think about this. If someone in your life is shit-talking someone else, they're shit-talking you.
Oh, totally. Y'all. I think Vanessa gets it. Vanessa and then she says, well, Mary, you know, ever since Chriselle's been here, we haven't been close. And then, y'all, here is the made-up plot point of this season.
Yeah,
we present it to you in all its absurd
the
glory.
The producer said, we need to bring in this new person. How do we bring her in a dramatic way?
And it seems that Mary is close to someone who my boyfriend cheated on me with. I actually walked in and saw it. My ex-boyfriend.
She actually didn't say she saw it, did she?
She said she walked in on it.
Okay. Granted, y'all, this is years ago. She's already married now and is going to have a baby with another man.
This is 5 or 6 years ago.
Yes.
And y'all, she proceeds to basically do this long narrative country song about and how much it affected her and how she has only recently learned the depth of Emma, and that is the other woman, and Mary's relationship, which that was the betrayal.
Yes. So Mary is friends with Emma, who apparently, we're going to find out more about this, who cheated, who supposedly cheated
with Christine's boyfriend at the time.
Which, y'all, I'm this way. I've said this before. If your husband or your boyfriend cheats on you with someone, don't be mad. Unless you're good friends or know the person they fucked around with, be mad at your husband or your boyfriend.
I agree. And the fact that she's mad at Mary because of friend loyalty.
Yes, because you know what Poodle would
Christine's do? Christine's been loyal to no one.
To no one. And you know what Poodle Boudreaux would do? If Poodle was married and his husband cheated on him with another man, Poodle would end up fucking the other man. And stealing the other man from his husband.
I'd try my best to do that. That would be choice one.
And then you would leave your husband with no one, and then then 6 months in, you drop the mistress.
No, everyone's going to pay in that situation. Everyone's going to get theirs. Revenge is going to be a dish served cold.
Cold.
Mostly for my husband at the time.
Oh, but that's who you'd be mad at. Mm-hmm. Y'all, this is, yeah, like Poodle said, it's
everyone's getting theirs.
Everyone's getting theirs. And so, y'all, so Christine's talking about this. Cut to guess who Jason is meeting. Y'all, we see this is shot beautifully. We see this woman in this pink, like, power suit outfit. These beautiful, I kind of do love that shoulder pads are coming back in. I love it.
I agree, but they're,
think you could wear a jacket
with
shoulder pads.
They all kind of look like Evelyn from Masters of the Universe shoulder pads.
The second part of that just dropped on Netflix. It's so good.
Oh, the animated.
People
say it's fantastic.
It's so good. It's taking away all of the things of like the swords and power and who are people really and what's your own personal
Kevin
power.
Kevin Smith, right?
It's so good.
I watched like one or two episodes and then I got a call saying someone wanted to come over and fuck me a while back.
I was doing it last night and I was doing my nails with my Olive and June manicure kit. And
I'm faggot. Sorry.
I'm really, y'all, Poodle and I are into nails now.
We are.
And I messed
up my
nails.
I don't like your shininess, though, I must say.
Oh, no, I like a little shiny because it keeps me from biting them if I feel it. I tried to do a color, and it looked like shit. I'm not there yet.
I did that, too. I tried to paint my nails for the live show, y'all. It looked it was not the fault of Olive and June. It's because I'm really bad at it.
Well, you have a shaky hand ever since your coma,
too. I do have a shaky hand because of my coma.
You know, I should ask my mom. She has a tremor. She takes medicine for that. I'll ask her what it is.
I asked.
I will say, though, I use that fucking, this is not an ad.
The poppy.
That poppy fucking works.
It is easier.
I don't know why it makes it easier, but it does. Anyway, why are we talking about this?
They still looked bad on me.
I like this color.
On my color.
Yeah, anyway.
I was looking at them saying they looked kind of gross.
You're just not used to it. You would like it on you.
I don't like the shininess.
You realize they're paying us for an ad.
Your hand looks like ogre's hands.
Okay, there you go. Just talk about my hand, not the nail polish, but yeah.
No, I like them. I'm saying I don't like it on you. I think it'd be perfectly nicer on hands that were slender and more feminine.
Like yours?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Yeah. I was going to do
tons of knuckle hair on them.
Do a gray, because I knew that probably would bother you just to have a color on my fingernails. But then I knew you wouldn't be able to get through the show. Yeah.
So,
I have to start with that accent nail.
So anyway, where was I? So Jason. So
yeah, Jason's meeting Emma.
He's meeting Emma, who is this another statuesque, and 8 foot tall
blonde woman who actually hasn't had so much work that she looks she looks different than all the other blonde women.
You can still see a little bit of who she was, because Christine, I don't know if we know what was there anymore.
No.
I think Mary's had some work, but not tons, because Mary, you can still see a little bit of wrinkles for Mary, which I appreciate. Chriselle's young, so she hasn't had a ton done.
She's got a little... Y'all, this is the thing I don't love.
Heather's had a little more work than she had.
I just think, lay off of the fillers.
It is all... It's mostly fillers that's a little
fillers
much.
Fillers are not great on people.
Yeah.
You gotta be...
Heather's gone to town with those fillers.
And I don't love things in your lips. People love that. I'm not a fan of that. I don't want duck lips.
I already have duck lips, so thanks. Without fillers. The boys never had a seem to have a problem with it,
okay,
though.
I tell you what. Move on. So, y'all, Jason meets Emma. They're looking at a house. I just want to say,
I don't know if you realize this too, but Emma's got a lot going on. If you didn't know,
Emma has a lot going on
with all of her businesses. And then at one point, she's like, "Yeah, with my empanadas." I went, "What? Pardon me?
Huh?
You sell empanadas?"
I guess she sells in a.
This blonde bitch sells empanadas?
I just want to say, we're not going to talk about houses a lot because normally we don't care, but I just want to say, I hate
garish
these kitchens. Those are my least
garish
favorite. These like sleek, glossy kitchens, y'all. No one is meant to cook in those kitchens.
It looks like you have no soul.
With fucking Miele appliances. I don't want a Miele appliance. I want a KitchenAid. I want a Viking stove.
My stuff is KitchenAid.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Give me a Frigidaire that lasts.
A Miele?
For 4 years. Then it's out of it. I don't know. I just don't get these kitchens. Those are my least. Ugh.
No one actually cooks in these kitchens either.
I hate those glossy kitchens. Hate them.
So Emma has been a realtor for a while. She's been doing it part-time. She's been on the East Coast, and you know, she's very busy. She's got her other side investments. Her empanada business, which is gangbusters,
is actually leading her to real estate clients because the investors for empanadas want to buy a home.
This is absurd. I just have one of those moments when I just realized I'm talking about empanadas and a woman named Emma.
I'm watching this and I'm going,
Emma's empanadas.
Emma's empanadas. Now I got a
I'm telling you, y'all, if you want to watch television that questions your version of reality, this is your show.
Okay. There's actually an article on The Dip that says... I've heard of that. That's like a lot. The title is, "Are Emma's Empanadas Really Empanadas? Let's Investigate." Anyway.
As you find out, I will talk about it.
Here, I'll tell you. It's a plant-based frozen food company.
Okay.
It is. I like that this article says, first, what even is an empanada? Anyway, y'all, so they talk about... So, yes, she is selling empanadas, and now I have to sign in or start a free trial, and I can't read anymore this article.
Does she have a Latinx background?
Don't know. Maybe. I don't know. A lot of Latinx people, like, color their blonde.
I totally understand that.
So, yeah.
But,
I know, but Carl's wife is going, Carl, I didn't know blonde women make Mexican food.
Yeah, I just, oh God.
Y'all, just so you know, Latinx people don't always have dark hair. They look like
that
different.
Is true.
I'm not saying that for you.
Yeah.
I'm saying that for everybody else. There's a lot of like redheaded Cubans. There are, because I once...
You just told me that, like, I was like, there's a lot of humans look like everybody.
I once fucked a guy, and he was maybe Latinx, and maybe he was saying Spanish to me in the bedroom, and maybe in the heat of...
Boy.
Maybe in the heat of passion, I said something back to him in Spanish, and he said, in the middle of sex, he kind of leaned up and went, wait a minute, are you Cuban? And I said, no. And he said, I guess my Spanish, when I say my few choice words in Spanish, they sound Cuban. I don't know what that means. But
yeah,
anyway.
I think that's a blind squirrel finding a nut.
But you know what? I'll take it.
You don't know. This story's garbage. There's no way you spoke Spanish.
Yes.
No,
este más caliente que dos ratones culiando en el calcetín de lana.
Yeah,
I said some other things I'm not going to say on the podcast,
Poppy.
But you know what? Probably. I enjoyed it. I said I'll take it, and then I took it.
Wow!
So,
Emma,
say I take it in español.
He offers Emma a position where to fill in for Christine. So you can already tell what's going to happen here.
Yes. And she's looking at somehow. She said, this is the DJ Alesso. And I said, again, not familiar. I don't know who the fuck these people are.
They could be making up people.
Y'all.
They could be. Yeah. I love the rapper Daddy Mommy. I love his first album. It's not like, the second one as much.
It's like Mary
Daddy
said,
Mommy.
Mary didn't say in a rapper. She said, it's from the musical artist Fernando. Or what? Or French Cormandy. Whatever his name is. Wait, French Cormandy is the name of the insurance company at my cubicle warrior job. They're
French
great.
Morocco.
They're
is that
good
it?
For
French
insurance.
Morocco? Am I making up now?
We're
French
old.
Montana. They do speak French in Morocco.
They do.
This is all over the place. We don't need to drink and do shows anymore.
It's Thanksgiving.
So y'all,
we're drinking
Mary and Romaine are at their house on
Romaine.
She calls him Romaine. It's actually it's pronounced French. I think she just does it anyway.
It'd be Romain.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
and you know what? A lot of sissies agreed with you. That macaron, that they say macaron.
Oh, and that felt so validating.
I've never heard that. So, yeah.
No surprise there. Well, let's be honest.
I don't think I heard a lot of macaron talk in Oklahoma.
You pop your head out of your hole and so very rarely.
If Aunt Peggy saw a macaron, she just said, Matt, what's that fancy Oreo?
Romain and Mary, they're having Chrishell and Heather over because their new house. And I really do believe, I think Chrishell and Mary do like one another. I even think they kind of let Heather have fun. Christina's like anybody.
No, Christina's not like, wow, I just forgot. I just pulled up a shirtless picture of Romain. God.
Oh, he is so hot.
Do we follow him on our Instagram?
He's a chef, but he's also a model, and now he's a contractor because Mary basically says, "Bitch, you're gonna help me flip houses."
Because they want their own show.
Yeah, totally.
They'll
probably get it.
They're gonna get a show on Netflix of them. Question
or HGTV?
Maybe I ask. No. I think they'll do it through Netflix because Netflix is trying to get into that space more. Maybe I asked this on the Bi Curious. I'm sure I did, but it's been a while. Poodle. It's time to use the gift.
Okay. I couldn't hear it. Boy, that was sad. Ooh, I like this. I don't like it because it goes on too long.
Use the gift.
That's the BDF music.
Oh, yeah. I need to get BDF music.
It is... I think we talked about it. It's not going to blow your mind.
Uh-huh.
It's also not small.
Okay.
It is, you know, surprisingly, given Romaine's face and his body, it's not a pretty penis.
It's not?
No.
What's not pretty about it?
It tapers near the end.
Oh, okay.
It's thick near the base and tapers.
So you want like a mushroom.
It's not ideal, but you don't want an ice cream cone.
You want something to split you open like a lumberjack in a Canadian bush.
Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, It completely does the job, and I think Mary is completely happy.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't look at him and go, that's a nice penis.
Like Tariq.
Tariq.
Or Tariq. Sorry, I'm used to Dean and Tariq.
I know.
Yeah.
We'll never get over that now. You learn one thing yeah. and you will do it the oh, rest of your life.
I'm predictable.
I don't think I'd call it that. I'd call it frustrating. So, they're like, cool, we've got all kinds of stuff. Barada. Y'all, this show is sponsored by fucking Barada.
Okay. I just want to say, when they walk in, you just hear, instead of the hallelujah chorus, it's just, it's so pretty chorus.
It's so pretty. I love that.
It's a pretty.
Now,
it's a pretty. It's
granted,
pretty.
This is a cute house. It's good for them. However, these two people are getting an infrared sauna.
What? I don't even know what that is.
It is a thing now in LA. The infrared light does better for you, like for pain relief. Someone can come at us and can tell us what the infrared does.
I just want to say, they start eating the food and Chrishell's like, oh my God, it's amazing. And Heather's like, oh, it's so great. Y'all, this is a platter that she got off of that Ralph's from Ventura Boulevard.
You're right.
It's just a fucking veggie platter. It's so cute.
So they've invited Vanessa because they have to get her on their side now. And Vanessa's there and talking about Christine's baby shower and because no one's been invited.
But then Vanessa
has been.
I'm going to the baby shower. And Chrishell goes, she makes this face. It kind of looks like she's just queefing a little bit.
And they do this kind of thing where they're talking about their soap moments and like, we can just have a soap night and like, we're to slap Chrishell's like, yeah, you got to keep your arms stripped so you can slap people, and they're doing it. I'm like, this is these women actually can have fun with themselves.
They actually have fun with themselves. Yep. And so y'all, this is where I'm telling you, Vanessa knows what she's fucking doing. And so Vanessa says, she says, yeah, so I went to dinner with Christine or lunch with Christine, and Chrishell goes, yeah, I figured. And everyone said, she was so sweet to me, though. She even invited me to her baby shower. Vanessa knows. She's putting this out there in order to see what the reaction is.
Test the water.
So she's
going,
y'all, because, yes. She is testing all of them.
And, oh, yeah.
And Chrishell immediately takes the bait and is like, she's a very calculated person. And she's like, I've had a long road with Christine, especially.
She does kind of have her voice creaky like that with Chrishell.
Like, my mom died, and then my dad died. And then she came.
And then my marriage died.
And then she came for me on social media. And I had.
She actually did. It was so awful.
And I had to come, and I had to like put all my effort to take care of that. So just be careful. And Vanessa said, okay, well, I'm just going to let everyone prove their worth to me. And Mary and her kind of talking and just. Just like a little slight, Mary. Vanessa says,
and you. And she said that you had befriended someone who you didn't really who would hurt her. And she's
Mary
like,
Mary goes, huh?
Who? Emma?
And
she's like,
and
yeah,
immediately
that was
Vanessa
it.
Goes, yeah. She goes, yeah, that's it.
That was it.
That's it.
And so, Mary's
well
like, Mary's like, no, Emma's a sweetheart, and I know exactly what that's about. They were done by that time, and they. She's like,
so she's saying that. Christine and the boy were already broken up, done.
Right.
And then Emma got with that guy.
Exactly.
She said they share a mutual ex-boyfriend and that's it. And she said, quote, Emma played no part in that breakup. I know this for a fact.
And I will say the fact that we're introducing Emma in a way and we didn't have anything squirrely with Emma. She seemed pretty upfront.
Y'all, Mary's telling the truth.
Yeah.
Mary, one thing I've learned from watching this, Mary doesn't lie.
She's
pretty upfront.
And she, you, we kind of, she's, her and Chrishell are our way into the show.
Yes.
Much more so than a lot of the other people.
Because Chrishell's like, I'm the new blood, and Mary's kind of like, I'm the normal old blood who's kind of like,
yeah,
been
don't
around
call her
blood.
Old.
Sorry.
So the next thing, y'all, we're in the office, and the two-headed thing that's part of the twins.
Hey, do you know how to type with your nails? I don't know how we are talking
about that still. Chriselle gets this. She does get the idea that her house did sell,
no.
But it's bittersweet. But she
Someone
gets to ring her bell.
It. But she sold her house. So y'all, again, this is why I called the show getting white women having white women problems, and that she's upset that she just made $400,000.
I think it's more like $100,000.
Well, like, yeah,
but
whatever.
Yeah, at that point,
she's like, oh, y'all,
at that, when it's $100,000, it's $400,000. Does it really matter?
It's the same. She just made that. She's like, oh, I'm so sad.
That's a house in Ohio.
I'm like, yes.
You could buy a whole house.
That's an apartment. You could have multifamily rentals in Oklahoma.
That's a house in South Carolina, actually, $100,000.
Especially down in Sackerville, where they're building that casino. That is really booming. You could build a storage unit down there.
Sackerville.
It's by the Windstar, y'all.
Just like the one in Vegas.
It's over by Rick Spring. If you go down the 35.
Talked long enough. No.
Fine.
So y'all, we're at the shower. There are indeed men in body paint like animals. It's got shades of sexy beasts here.
Okay, can I ask you something?
Yeah. Am I turned on by men in body paint as animals?
Oh, that I already knew.
No, that's a given.
That's a given.
Yes.
But could the men have been hotter? I didn't think the men were attractive.
I can't tell when they look like animals.
Maybe, did they have prosthetics on their faces?
They did a little bit. Yeah,
I could tell.
So, y'all, the only women who are there are Maya, the twins also, of course, and Amanza and Vanessa.
Yes, and Vanessa.
Heather gave her regrets.
She did give her regrets.
And let's talk about...
she sent a gift.
She did.
This is important. She sent a gift. And the way this episode goes, it kind of cuts masterfully to the party. And then there's a girls' night happening with Mary, Heather, and Chriselle. They're having like a girls' party. So it kind of cuts back and forth.
Because they had to do something when they weren't invited to the party.
Exactly. And so I just want to say this. I felt so fucking L.A. The cute guy who's the waiter.
Yeah.
I totally know that guy.
Stop.
I do. We became friends because he is a waiter at...
such a name dropper.
They're at Beauty in Essex. That's the,
oh, yeah. That's I know. You're right. The lighting.
That's the restaurant they're at, which is a great restaurant in Hollywood. It's like fun to go if you go to the Pantages. We met this guy.
Not really. The food is average at best.
The drinks are great, though.
Yeah.
Who goes for good food in Hollywood?
I used to go for drinks. I used to date a bartender there.
At Beauty in Essex?
Yeah.
Yeah, that tracks. But anyway, so now like an old person,
it does, doesn't it?
My partner and I go there specifically when he's working. He's very nice.
Just so you can talk to a server?
He's a handsome black man. I want to talk to him. He's got a beautiful girlfriend who's Pan.
Why do we know all this?
Maybe we could
disengage a little like Meredith.
I get to know people.
Yeah. So, they're having their thing. We find out, y'all, that Justin Hartley, is now married.
He's married again.
And to someone she knows. So, y'all, this obviously means what we think it means.
He was fucking around all the town and cheating on you today.
I could not have said it better.
Chriselle, it's bad. You are so sad. Your dick has gone away.
I don't know what genre you're singing. So it's almost like a Tom Jones-ish thing.
Yeah, it's true. There's more, and I'll let it come out later for another episode.
So he was cheating.
Cheating.
She was cheating.
Cheating.
So
is this episode 3 hours? Okay, yeah. Just checking.
So we're back at the shower.
We are.
Amanza is talking to Christine.
She's like, where is everybody?
And she's like, well, I don't really have a relationship with anyone anymore.
She's like, Heather couldn't come. She's not feeling right. And I didn't invite Mary. I just don't want this. I don't want this energy around my baby.
And my favorite quote of the episode, of this episode, is, you know, I'm having a baby. I don't need all this drama.
in this party that fucking looks like
right.
Animals Gone
that
Wild.
That looks like something out of like Eyes Wide Shut.
Again, yes. What would Mother Poodle say if she watched this and you didn't tell her and then you said, "Hey mom, this is a baby shower."
Are you kidding me? This is no. Nothing like no. What kind of baby shower is this? Well, I've seen everything. Did you know, what do you think about her outfit?
So, like, we talk about this.
Oh.
Y'all, she's wearing this, like, sequin, what's
it's
it
like
called?
Structured.
What's it called when there's no straps or
yeah,
anything? It's
strapless.
Like strapless. Thank you. Jesus.
There's no straps. Y'all, what's that called?
The Tito's kicked in. It's strap. You're right. It's structured.
It's like a, it's almost corset-ish kind of thing.
Corsets, except for you see the baby bump. But then, you know how there's some dress.
It was like a built out for the baby bump.
Well, and yes. And you know, Bob Mackie does. Y'all, I love Bob Mackie. I just got his book. He has a great book called The Art of
this
Bob
is
Mackie.
Gay.
It's Art this of Bob gay. Mackie. And it's gorgeous. Y'all, it's a gorgeous coffee table book. Get that book. Anyway, Poodle and I both love Bob Mackie. And Bob Mackie's noted for like doing like feathers and kind of dangly things in dresses. And I feel like the designer wanted to do that. But the way they did these kind of like hanging feathers, they did it under her baby bump.
Yeah.
And it looks like she just has hairy snatch.
It kind of did.
Just like white kind of feathery pubic hair hanging from her baby bump. It looked horrible.
Everything she wears feels like it. Someone just went... Like someone pointed at it, and like a Super Mario Brothers go, and it gets bigger and worse and tackier.
But instead of a star, Mario actually takes a booty bump of meth.
Fuck me.
Exactly. You know, because she could have worn like something. It was night. So she could have worn like something.
This is Christine.
Like dark color, but with sequins all over it. Like she still could have gone extra. But
some things kind of work because there's too much. That wedding dress to me still worked. That black wedding dress. I will never forget that
dress. That worked. But this did not work.
This is a misfire.
You know what it looked like? It looked like someone who's trying to hold on to their... trying to hold on to like their identity when they're scared of being a mother.
Yeah.
That's honestly what it looked like.
Ding, ding, ding. Anyway, y'all, my second favorite quote of the night is when Vanessa is there and Christine's talking about, this is the longest I've had without Botox. And when I have the baby, it's like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And she's like, so I'm so happy to see this is Manza, blah, blah, blah. Natalie.
I'm sorry.
That's right, right? And Natalie.
And Vanessa said, we went to lunch yesterday. Yesterday, bitch.
You sent me a thank you card.
Yep. She couldn't remember Vanessa's name.
Natalie? Roberta? And so...
Frida?
And she said, I'm Vanessa. And Vanessa's like, where are Mary and Chriselle? And she's like, well, we're here. And basically it ends with Emma finally seeing Jason and saying, I'm 110% in. And I went, ooh, this season's going to be good.
It's good. You know, Heather says at the table when they're having dinner, Heather says, poor Vanessa, she's having to piece together all this information. And I wrote, y'all.
She got it from moment one.
I was like, don't worry about Vanessa.
No, she's going to be fine. She's going to be fine.
She is a woman who is a woman. A woman who didn't speak English as her first language. Someone who came to the U.S. as an immigrant and is making a career for herself. Yep. She knows.
Yep.
She's going to be fine.
She's good.
Anyway.
I'm so excited about this show. I don't care if I have to drag you kicking and screaming through it. We're going to do it.
Chriselle brings out a good point and says that. This is important. The timeline.
Oh, yes,
of
yes,
this
yes.
whole thing that Christine's making up that, y'all, it happened years ago. And also, basically, we're finding out that Emma got with the ex-boyfriend way after they had already broken up. Like, so when Christine says she saw them together, that's, we think, a lie. Mary starts crying. It tells you, because there could be a moment of reconciliation, because Mary starts crying and says, I just don't like talking shit about this because, oh, you didn't say this.
Ow!
Because Mary had her assistant send a gift, a baby gift to Christine, and y'all, Christine refused it.
Was that it?
Christine refused.
Completely missed that.
She refused the gift and sent it back.
Y'all don't refuse a gift.
And Mary is crying, saying, how could she invite Vanessa, who's a stranger, and she won't even accept my gift?
Don't be like Mother Poodle and refuse things that she orders because she forgot she ordered them.
I'm not taking this.
Mother Poodle will refuse a package quicker than anything.
Y'all, the FedEx is scared to deliver to Mother Poodle.
Well, you also need to know how to treat Muffin right.
Yeah,
you got to
exactly.
have two bones, because otherwise she'll get on your truck. She'll just jump in on the truck. Muffin! Muffin, stop it! My mother just screams at the dog.
Uh-oh, Poodle's talking about, I think the vodka's kicked in on Poodle. Y'all, we got to go before just gets crazy.
We're done.
You can go to realitygaze.com. That's our website. You can go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. You bet your high-end ass that Poodle's going to be posting a Selling Sunset meme.
Yep.
So be sure to check our Instagram. This is normally going to be on our Patreon on the $5 tier.
Level.
We put the first,
We'll
put the first two episodes.
This is basically two
episodes. This is for free. And y'all, you got just the tip. If you want to listen to us cover the rest of the season, then you're going to need to join on Patreon or Supercast at the $5 tier. And with that, you will also get Classless. Classic 90 Day Fiancé.
You're getting The Single Life.
You get The Single Life. You get all of our other Netflix binges, whether that be Tiger Queens, when we did
the first season
of Tiger King. Sexy Beasts, you get Love Is Blind. You get all that.
Bring me back to Love Is Blind.
That should be coming out soon. I think it's going to be February. I read a thing the other day. I think February, it's going to do in Valentine's Day again.
I've been led astray by them so many times.
Anyway, y'all.
That's the show.
We appreciate it. We don't have a sign off for this.
I'm the baddest bitch. I'm going to sell clothes. I want to sell houses. Can you lend me some money?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.